Hi, I'm Susan Lewis. I sat down with pianist Jeffrey Siegel. He hosts a concert series called Keyboard Conversations, in which he shares with his audience stories behind the music he plays. As one example, he talked about the music and love life of Robert Schumann.
It's almost impossible to talk about the major piano works of Robert Schumann without talking about what's going on in his love life at the time. Very, very briefly, he and Clara Wieck fell in love and wanted to be married, and her father strongly objected. And in those days, fathers could do something about this. Papa Wieck refused to allow Robert and Clara to see one another or even to write letters to one another. Strangely enough, Susan, what Papa Wieck did allow was that their original musical compositions could be exchanged, and these became musical love letters. And as one looks at the compositions that are written both by Clara and Robert during this two-year period, 1836 to 38, where they're forcibly being kept from one another, one sees over and over again major melodies of their compositions being constructed with five descending scale steps. It's so prevalent in their compositions that it can't be accidental, and many Schumann scholars feel it had extra musical meaning for both Robert and Clara. And in one composition of Robert's, he calls it what it is, Variations on a Theme by Clara Wieck. We hear the five notes. But listen to the dark harmonies that Schumann will use to harmonize Clara's melody, and the rhythm is that of a funeral march. Do you have to know this to be moved by this piece of music? Of course not, but I can't help but feel when you do know. And it's not accidental, he's using that melody and that dark harmonization and the funeral march rhythm and what's going on in their life at the time. Schumann says to her, he writes in a letter that's smuggled to her by a sympathetic third party, "I'm at the nadir of my despair. I fear every morning I'm going to pick up the newspaper and read that you are engaged to someone to be married." So there is this connection. Now, Stravinsky would say, you just look at this as a piece of music, and that is correct also. It's built with certain components, and who's to say whether it would be as it is without what's going on in his life? But that Schumann program will have all kinds of compositions that would not, in my opinion, be what they are without what's going on in his romantic life.
Everything you hear on WRTI is made possible by members. Please join today.